For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
I love Brian Piccolo. And I'd like all of you to love him too. And tonight, hit your knees. Please ask God to love him.
Man, I gotta tell you, Lawrence, I'm sure there's some people in our listening audience who maybe don't even know who Brian Piccolo is, and we don't have to, like, define all of that. Look it up. It's a legendary story.
That's a fun movie.
And the original Brian song is what, like 74 minutes or something like that?
Yeah.
It's worth you watching.
It really is.
And our friends are in it.
Yeah, our friends are in it. Doug Buffone and Ed Obradovich are both in it. They have tremendous, tremendous acting moments, especially for OB.
As themselves.
Oh, God. It just tremendous stuff.
It's a great man cry movie.
Oh, dude. I still remember seeing like an episode, I think it was 2020 or one of those shows long, long ago. And they were talking about a scientific experiment to see if tears from cutting an onion were the same as tears from sadness, you know?
And
they used Brian's song as a way to instigate the sadness so they could measure the tears against the physical effect of the onion tears.
Interesting.
So that's how triggering Brian's song is for dudes of a certain vintage.
I mean, now there are a lot of movies that reach me in that way where I emote for all sorts of like personal reasons.
Sure, me too.
But overall, like that one, the other one that I always point to is the movie Warrior. And that movie is... I think that movie is amazing. It's about two brothers that are in an MMA competition, and you know, both of them have like interesting, they have an interesting relationship. And the part that always gets me is that one of them is a former Marine, and his story of being a Marine is a little kind of out there, and no one really knows, and then they find out, and he comes out, and the Marines start singing. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, all right.
Turn on the waterworks.
I'm just going to start crying right now.
Last movie I cried in was, I cried at the end of Bull Durham. I cried at the end of Bull Durham.
Sure.
at the Music Box. But any movie with a baseball in it, like, you know, even just a baseball, if it's just on a shelf.
If it's just Slider from the old Fox show. Hey,
oh my
this
God.
Is how you throw a curveball.
That absolutely kills me. Absolutely, just anything.
Just the Twib Notes music.
Oh, it man.
Brings you to tears.
Especially the closing theme. Dun, da, da, dun, da, 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 da,
I mean, it's very heroic.
It really is.
That's a very heroic piece of music.
All right, so Brian
and
Piccolo.
And there's that part in Goodfellas where Karen flushes the cocaine down the toilet. I sob every time because that's all they had. Yeah, Karen, yeah. Why would you do that?
No, still, I kind of an overrated movie, I think, still.
Goodfellas or Brian's song?
Goodfellas.
Yeah. Shane, what movie makes you cry?
Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially when they do Funky Town.
My favorite moment in Shrek is when, like, the little, like, hello dancing thing in front of the town happens, and the donkey's like, let's do that again! Wants to see it again.
Or the first 10 minutes of Up.
Oh, my God.
It's just like, can't watch. I did not sign up for this, sir.
What are you doing to me?
I did not sign up for this.
And then there's The Notebook, which just makes me angry. I get really angry. At that, I got angry the first time I saw it.
Kind of like Titanic?
Yeah, it was just like so manipulative. Yeah. Like, how dare you?
I get turned on in the Notebook.
Well, there's some good scenes.
Yeah, well, James Garner is something. I get it. I totally get it.
The Rockford Files. Anyway.
Anywho, Brian Piccolo Award presentation today, and it went to Roma Dunze and TJ Edwards.
You get a veteran and a rookie. That's how the award is given out.
And apparently there was a poem that was said. You've referenced it a couple times. For anybody who doesn't know, was it Brian Urlacher receiving the Piccolo Award years ago?
Maybe the Ed Block Courage Award, maybe.
It might have been. But either way, one of the McCaskies. Which McCaskey?
Patrick.
Okay.
Who kind of takes after his dad, right? Because wasn't his dad a lounge singer?
Yes. Yes, it's true. But I wasn't sure if it was Patrick or if it was Larry or Moe or Shemp McCaskey. I wasn't sure.
Urlacher. Fills gaps and makes tackles. Orange and blue cover too. You have won the Piccolo.
The Piccolo. You've won the Piccolo.
And so I feel like
I didn't remember that was the close. That's perfect.
It wasn't the close, Speaks.
Oh,
he kept
been.
Going.
He went on for like another 45 seconds.
Did he really?
Yeah, yes. It's a whole thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a wackadoodle.
Clearly. But today, Tanny, you reported. Who is this?
This is Ben Johnson. So I saw the email from Chris Emma come through. It's like, Ben Johnson recited a poem at today's Piccolo Awards ceremony. I was like, oh God, here we go. Boy. I was like, is this where it goes south? Like, this is, he's on the express train to Matt Nagy Town if he's doing stuff like this.
Won't you take me to Matt Nagy Town?
And so I tweeted the group thread, or I texted the group thread all the red flags, because this is where it starts. Because, you know, Ben Johnson's feeling it. He's at Wrigley Field. He's throwing nasty pitches
honeymoon.
Over the plate.
100% honeymoon.
And then you start to feel yourself, just like guys in radio who start talking about doing things after getting the number one book. I was worried when I saw
two straight number one books.
That's right. Thank you.
6 months of dominance. Thank you.
So when I saw that Ben Johnson recited a poem today, I was like, oh no. But I actually, after listening to it, and you guys can be the judge after, but he began the Piccolo Awards ceremony today by shouting out Pat McCaskey, who we just heard from singing there, and possibly we'll hear more of that in a second, hear the rest of it. But he talked about Pat McCaskey and went on to recite a poem about Brian Piccolo.
You know, 3 months ago, I walked in the building for the first time, and one of the first questions I needed answered was, who is this guy going to work out in his short shorts and his headband? And that was Pat McCaskey. And I'll never forget, one of the first things out of your mouth was how special this award ceremony was and if I could be involved in it in some way. And so thank you for having me here today. You're also renowned on the streets for being a poet and a songwriter. I'm a numbers guy, Pat, and so I had to use a little outside help, but I do have a poem I would like to share to honor Brian Piccolo. Is that okay? Okay. It's called More Than a Jersey. He wore the C upon his chest, not just in games, but in each test. A bear by number, name and grace, but more than that, a steady face. He wasn't picked in any round or fame, no headlines danced around his name. Yet still he fought and still he rose, a quiet strength the whole team knows. With courage burning deep and true, he gave his all, in all he'd do. Not just in wins, but every day he led with heart in every play. He stood for loyalty and trust, a friend, a guide, both firm and just. He showed that greatness doesn't shout, but lifts others up day in and day out. His life was marked by dedication, a model for each generation. Each practice moment, snap and stride, he gave the game his soul and pride. When illness came, he met the storm with strength that moved beyond the norm. And though his race was far too brief, he left behind a bold belief that love is real and brotherhood, that fighting back is doing good, that joy and grit can coexist, that every name deserves a list. Today we see his spirit rise in steadfast hands and fearless eyes. And though he's gone, his story grows, a legacy that never slows. Thank you. So thank you to Pat and the McCaskey family for allowing me to introduce this year's recipients.
I thought the poem was actually pretty good.
Efforting Shel Silverstein.
But
I thought that was quite lovely.
But the additions that we made, I think, put it over the top.
Yeah, that music, I thought the music was from the Bears.
I thought it was from the Masters.
He was standing in Butler Cabin as he delivered that.
So here's the thing.
So that's from Tanny. That music was from Tanny, to be clear.
Let me just say, I know that we were having a little fun with it. Tanny producing and remixing that makes it less cringe. It makes it beautiful because the words are already pretty good. Mm-hmm. And if he's just up there doing it with no score, then it's like, oh, that's pretty good. But with the score added to it by Chris Tannehill.
That's what we do here at the score.
That's pretty top-notch stuff.
I got to say, I think, I don't know who the outside help was. I don't know. Did he mention who gave him the outside writing help?
I'm going to try to find out because I'm going to send him Tanny's version. I'm going to make sure he gets that and maybe he'll tell us.
I thought that was quite lovely. I thought it was like genuine and heartfelt and thoughtful. And Pat asked him to be a part of it. And he's like, what can I do to be a part of it? This means a lot to the family, means a lot to the whole organization. What could I do? And he's a head football coach who chose to,
Said, hey, I'm out of my element a little bit here.
Let me get some help and do this. But this would be a nice addition.
I think that's actually really well done by Ben Johnson on all fronts.
The honeymoon continues.
It continues.
He's not. He's not on a unfortunate ride to Nagy Town. Don't you force him to Nagy Town. Don't do it. Red Flags has not entered the building.
Unless he dresses up as George Halas. Then then we will know.
Or Ditka.
Either one is a bad choice. Just be the first Ben Johnson. We're all good with that.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. All right, speaking of Ditka, a football player, a potential draftee, got a call out this morning with a nod to Ditka. And
gosh.
I really liked this conversation.
I bet you did because it's the guy that you think they should draft. Yeah,
I think it is. This from the morning show. We'll come back and play it for you as we talk Bears draft here on the screen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire.
Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.